Well, in a way, the end is just a new beginning. The last several weeks, we were kind of doing what the scripture was advising us here. Stay awake, get prepared, get your house in order. And all for us to start this Advent journey, kind of picking up where that left off. Kind of ending that liturgical year on that note of be prepared. And now we're beginning again, a whole new liturgical year. Boy, we've been through this over and over and over and over. Don't we observe birthdays typically? You know, and it does give a moment or two, if not more, that we might think, well, what's happened the past year of my life? What has gone well? Maybe what has not gone so well? So now we're marking the day with lighting an additional candle on the cake, if there's room for it anymore, and know that I have some hopes for the new year and some dreams, maybe, of what will come about, a wedding anniversary or any kind of events like that in our lives that we commemorate. We're likely to at least look back a little bit, not to focus on it completely, but just know it's part of who we are at this point and with the hope of what goes into the future. So we've ended, but we've also begun. Church year does the same thing. Maybe we think repetition is boring. You know, we do it over and over and over, the same old stuff. But sometimes the repetition can be very affirming because we learn better what to do. I'm one of those who was a docent at the Pabst Mansion. I can remember when I started. Oh boy, I got to tell these people all this information. Where is it? It's not in here. It's on paper. And I'm working on it. And so I walked around with my notes as I was giving these tours, turning pages as I went through the house with these folks. And suddenly I realized I was holding the stuff in my hand, but I wasn't looking at it anymore. Repetition helped me to get it all back together. COVID time, when the mansion was closed down, not giving any tours for all that time, once in a while I'd give a tour in my mind. I said, now, what was the name there? What was the name or what? Things that just kind of were slipping away all of a sudden. When we got back in force at the mansion, then it all kind of reawakened again. Ended that kind of period and the beginning of a new one. So again, the liturgical year is like that too. The Advent season is a new beginning. Repetition, not such a bad thing. Liturgically, it's a very helpful thing to go through the whole liturgical cycle year after year. Hopefully it's helping remind us, also affirming in who we are as God's people. So a brief look at the past, hopes for the future, but even Jesus was pretty insistent that you take care of today. Take care of today. Make sure today is the best one that we've ever had. So Advent is preparing us for what is to come, I grant you. But, you know, whatever's going to come isn't going to be that great unless we're really working at getting it all together in our heart and soul, in terms of our faith, our relationships, the negativity or the negative things that are taking place, and trying to redirect this life of ours today. You know, say, well, I'll get at it next week. I don't know if you are like me, but once in a while, oh my goodness, the week is over and I didn't do it yet. So today is extremely important. Which brings us to that word of time. Because 24 hours in a day, we're not going to get everything done in that one day. But whatever we're doing in this day, hopefully it's really, really good stuff. In our words and our actions. And we know the Lord will come at the very end of time as we know it and keep it on our clocks and our watches. The passing time, a Greek word is chronos. Chronology, got that word? Chronos, time based on like 24 hours a day sort of thing. We got it worked out. But what is God's time called? We know that one. Kairos. Kairos means now, always, forever. Not just today, but it's ongoing. With God, there is no sense of time, we believe. So God's time is Kairos. So today is important for us to do the best we can, as it was yesterday and will be tomorrow. It's always got to be giving the best of ourselves, because we also live in Kairos time, God's time. And so when the end will be, God has that figured out. And we just have to be patient and understanding and kind of helping to refresh the space of the earth. But as we might say, it has to begin with you. Well, it'll begin with me, right? Each of us has to really plug into that deep time. So Advent, a significant word. We start out Advent with hope, as this whole year from Saint Pope Francis' invitation to make this year a year of hope. New efforts, new opportunities that might arise. And of course, as the Advent season ends with the Feast of Christmas, every year I know it's in my head, foolish as it may be, I try to count up how many Christmas trees are outside on December 26th. It's over, right? It's over. Yeah, move on to the next. That's not the liturgical year. It's not God's time. That's our time. And we can't control life, creation, and all of the things that happen in this world by our time until we are aware that God is forever present in God's time to include us in everything, in this one long day of time that is God's time. And we're living within it, right in the middle of it, all the time. So today is the day we help bring salvation to the world. Tomorrow, take care of itself. And then Jesus, in offering us the Lord's Prayer, give us our bread today. We're not worried about tomorrow. It will come anyway, if we're ready or not. But if we make today such a great experience, it just has to fold over into the next day. It's a hope, I think, for all of us. So today, make today the best today you can. We relish in the great gift of snow overnight. There is a God indeed.